Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off the podcast with several Playbook exclusives. First, the California cash machines. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi held a fundraiser at the District Winery last night that brought in $2 million from lawmakers for the DCCC. More than 65 Democrats attended the event and wrote significant checks to the party committee. Representative Diana DeGette of Colorado contributed $137,000, while Reps Adam Schiff of California, Peter Welch of Vermont, and Denny Heck of Washington all ponied up $100,000, while Representative Joyce Beatty of Ohio gave $60,000. Pelosi, meanwhile, doubled her personal DCCC dues goal and has contributed $1.6 million to the campaign committee. As of the end of July, Pelosi had raised nearly $91 million for the DCCC this cycle.
On the Republican side, Protect the House, which is the joint fundraising committee helmed by Kevin McCarthy and Mike Pence, is giving an average of $43,000 to 25 House Republicans today. The lawmakers have gotten an average of $170,000 from Protect the House this cycle. 14 state parties are also getting an average of $47,000. Protect the House has given out $12.2 million this cycle. In Texas, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn is hosting a big fundraiser in Houston for six Senate Republican candidates. It's a pricey one. To sponsor it is $50,000 a couple, and hosts have to shell out $25,000. The event will be September 10th. On the committee, Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Houston Rockets. And in an effort to keep the House red, Stephen Schwartzman, the founder of the Blackstone Group, gave the House GOP-focused Congressional Leadership Fund $2.25 million August 17th. Koch Industries chipped in $1 million in July and August.
A first for Playbookers, how to run as a Democrat in Trump country. Ken Harbaugh has turned some heads since launching his campaign. The former Navy pilot has raised double what his opponent, Ohio Representative Bob Gibbs, has raised. Gibbs' district is an R+12, more than solidly Republican. But the cash-flush Harbaugh has a new ad that portrays Harbaugh as a tough guy, a monster truck-driving vet willing to play tough. Harbaugh also touts being the first Democrat to tell Nancy Pelosi to hit the road. We've also got a hot video. Jared Kushner was stuck outside the USTA office because the door was locked. He had to call someone to let him in. Also spotted last night, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Louis Linton having dinner with Senator Ted Cruz and Heidi Cruz at Fiola.
Meanwhile, inside the White House, the Washington Post reports that Bob Woodward's book and the New York Times op-ed show how some Trump officials work to curb the president's instincts. The New York Times looks at how Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and others denied writing the op-ed. One new theory, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky suggested that staff should be forced to take a polygraph test. How libertarian of him. Our colleagues Nancy Cook and Chris Catalago write that White House aides are turning on each other in the hunt for the op-ed author.
The president was out in Billings, Montana last night, where he praised Greg Gianforte, the congressman who assaulted a reporter. Our colleague Stephen Shepard was on the ground in Wilmington, Delaware, where Senator Tom Carper fended off a primary challenge by Carrie Evelyn Harris, who is trying to build on the national wave of left-wing energy. And on the SCOTUS front, Alana Shore reports that Democrats have continued to push Brett Kavanaugh on his ties to a law firm connected to Trump, though Kavanaugh gave more concrete no's under questioning Thursday.
Josh Gerstein has the latest update on Rudy Giuliani, who says a deal is near for written questions for Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller. On the 2018 front, Vice President Mike Pence is doing an ad against three senators, John Tester, Heidi Heitkamp, and Joe Donnelly. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a poll that has the race for governor in Georgia deadlocked between Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp. It's 45-45.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. This morning, Trump will fly to Fargo, North Dakota. He will head to the Delta Hotel Fargo, where he will host a roundtable with supporters and deliver remarks at a joint fundraising committee. Later, he will head to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he will go to the Denny Sanford Convention Center, where he will host a roundtable with supporters and also speak at a joint fundraising committee before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.